Blackstone Audio presents Daisy by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Ann Dorr. For Harry Scott Gibbons and Charles David Bravos Gibbons, with all my love. Chapter 1. The very leaves out here seem to be different, thought Daisy Jenkins, clutching hold of her friend's arm. They spread out on the ground before them, sparkling red and gold in the autumn sunshine. Not like the rusty plebeian kind that carpeted the town of Upper Featherington, now uncomfortably a long way behind. "We shouldn't ought to be doing this," said Daisy for the 100th time. Her friend Amy tossed her blonde curls.
"Nobody's going to find out. We're just going to take a peek."
Daisy looked enviously at her friend. Amy Pomfret had a careless, sunny nature, and, having made up her mind to play truant from school to spy on the Earl of Nottingstone's house party, she had plunged into the adventure with gay abandon, seemingly free from the dark fears of retribution that haunted Daisy's sensitive mind. A shy and retiring girl, Daisy had never quite got over being chosen by Miss Amy Pomfret, the most popular girl in the school, to be her best friend. So when Amy had suggested the adventure, Daisy had not had the courage to refuse.
"I think about here will do," said Amy,
stopping in front of a curve of moss-covered wall.
"Nobody's about. Come along, Daisy, over you go."
Daisy timidly hitched up her faded tartan skirts to reveal an expanse of cotton petticoat.